Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bernie Sanders made it official. He is running for president again.
On our newsline is Politico reporter Holly Otterbein, who is covering the Sanders campaign. Holly, why did Bernie Sanders decide to give it another go?
This is someone who says that he is running basically to finish the, quote, political revolution that he sought to create in 2016. He is running on many of the same issues that he did before. This is a person who has more or less had the same stump speech for a very long time. We know he's going to rail against income inequality and a corrupt campaign finance system and the 1%. His advisors also tell me that racial justice and a progressive foreign policy will be at the forefront of his campaign. You'll recall that in 2016, he was knocked by his critics as being a lightweight on foreign affairs and not talking about racial injustice enough.
You spoke with a pollster who's working for Bernie Sanders. Where do they think they have to key in on? What states are going to be key for them?
I talked to a pollster for Bernie Sanders actually about his general election chances, and their argument there is really interesting. They're basically taking a criticism of him and flipping it on its head. The idea that he is unelectable against President Trump. They're saying that not only is he electable, but he could possibly blaze a whole new path and shake up the general election map, being potentially, and I'll underline the word potentially, competitive in places like West Virginia, where Democratic presidential candidates have not been successful in a long time.
Bernie Sanders says the ideas he had in 2016 that were considered by some to be radical then are now the mainstream in the Democratic Party. But is that actually true? Aren't there those who still think that that is too extreme to run in a general election?
We have Kamala Harris yesterday coming out and saying that she is not a Democratic socialist. Amy Klobuchar has also come out and said that she doesn't support some of these progressive ideas that Bernie Sanders has run on. But at the same time, let's look at the difference between the presidential field in 2016 and 2020. In 2016, Hillary Clinton dismissed Medicare for All as something that would never come to pass. Now there are several 2020 candidates that are backing Medicare for All and other planks in his platform, things like the $15 minimum wage and free college tuition. So I think there's no question that the left is gaining power. One thing this election will test is how powerful it really is.
All right, Holly, thanks for the update. Politico reporter Holly Otterbein.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.